Thank you. कृष्ण बिंद की जय। रामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाठादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड ग्रीव बुद्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। सावित भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड गॉड। All glories to the assembled Lord.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled Lord.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled Lord.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare.
गोविंदम आदिपुरुषम तमाहं भजामि।
गोविंदम आदिपुरुषम तमाहं भजामि।
गोविंदम आदिपुरुषम तमाहं भजामि। कल्पवृक्षलख्यावृतेषु सुरभिरभिपालयन्तं लक्ष्मीशः सशतसंभ्रमसे पुमानं गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। So we are worshipper of the original absolute personality of God. Govindam. Govindam. Go means senses. Go means cow. And go means lamb. And Indam. Indam means who gives pleasure. The pleasure potency of all these three things, senses, cows, and the land. The land, Sarvaloka Maheswaram, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, the proprietor of all land, the maintainer of all land, to give pleasure to the people of all land is Govinda, Krishna. Govindam, and he is the protector and pleasing to the cows. You have seen many pictures of Krishna, his loving cow. Why? Cow is loved by him. Why not another animal? There are many other animals. Why particularly cow? Because cow protection is the most important business of the human society. In offering obeisances to Krishna, it is said, Namo Brahmanna Devayo Go Brahmana Hitaya. I offer my respect to obeisances and to the Supreme Person, who is the protector of the Brahmins and the cows. Go Brahmana Hitaya Javadhitaya. The first qualification is that he protects the Brahmins and the cows. Next, he protects the whole world. Jagadhitaya Krishna. And he is Krishna Govinda, this Govinda. So, the example is set by the Supreme Personality of Godhead that human civilization will advance only on the basis of Brahminical culture and cow protection. As soon as there is fall down from Brahminical culture, and as soon as there is discrepancy in the protection of cows, there will be no more peace in the world. Therefore, he specifically said, Go Brahmanitaya. This Krishna consciousness movement is for the protection of Brahminical culture and cows. Then automatically the peace of the world will come. If two things are done, this is Vedic literature. They pick up the essence of the things and all other things follow. Just like meditation. Meditation means not meditation, the yoga system. Yoga indriya samyama. Yoga system means to control the senses. This is the primary factor of practicing yoga. Now, the senses, there we have got five senses acquiring knowledge and five working senses. So, of all these senses, the tongue is considered to be the most powerful sense. The Vaishnava, they therefore try to control the tongue. They do not allow the tongue to eat everything and anything, no. Shami or Goshami means who has control over the senses. Generally, people, they are servant of the senses. When a man becomes, instead of becoming servant of the senses, when he becomes master of the senses, then he is called Swami. Swami is not this dress. This dress is superfluous. In everywhere there is some uniform dress to understand that he is he. But actually, Swami means who has control over the senses. And that is Brahminical culture. Satta, Sama, Dhamma, Titiksha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahma, Karma, Svabhava, Brahma. Brahma means Brahman, Brahminical culture. Truthfulness, cleanliness, and controlling the senses, controlling the mind, and simplicity, and tolerance, full of knowledge, practical application in life, faith in God. These qualifications are Brahminical culture. Anywhere who will practice these qualifications, he is divine Brahminical culture. It is not that in a particular country or particular society or particular class of men, they are Brahmins. No. Bhagavad Gita does not say that. Brahma karma sabhavajam. Sabhavajam. Natural activities. So truthfulness, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, and simplicity, and cleanliness, and tolerance, and knowledge, and practical application of knowledge in life. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for training brahmacharis. Brahmachari means who are being practiced to the Brahminical culture. So there must be a portion of the population well versed in Brahminical culture. Ekaschanda samohanti nachutara sahasras. Just like in a garden, if there is one nice flower plant, rose, with good scent, the whole garden becomes flavored, you see, scented. Similarly, we do not expect that the whole population of the human society will be taking to this Brahminical culture, but even 1% of the whole population accepts this Brahminical culture, Krishna consciousness, then the whole world will be peaceful. Not even 1%, less than 1%. It is so nice. So, Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific movement. Unless you raise the population from the animal propensities, how can you expect peace? Do you think, is there any peace in the dog society, in the cat society? No, it is not possible. You give some dogs, they meet, as soon as they meet together, they howling, go, 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 go. So you cannot expect, if you create dog society, then you cannot expect. You have to create as a portion, a certain percentage of the population, Brahmins. Then there is possibility. Just like in the sky, the numerical strength of the stars are greater, but there is one moon. That one moon is sufficient to illuminate the sky. Ekaschandastamohanti nachatara sahasras. Millions of stars twinkling, they cannot dissipate the darkness. You see, only one moon, only one sun. So try to make some percentage of the population actually Brahmin, go Brahman, that. And protect the cows. Actually, we are taking so much advantages. So, from the cows, the milk, and from the milk, we can make hundreds of vitaminous foodstuff. Hundreds. They are all palatable. So, such a nice animal and faithful, peaceful, and beneficial, after taking milk from it, if we kill, does it look very well? Even after the death, the cow supplies the skin for your shoes. It is so beneficial, isn't it? Even after death, while living, it gives you nice milk. You cannot reject milk from the human society. As soon as there is a child born, milk immediately required. Old man, milk is life. Diseased person, milk is life. Invalid, milk is life. So, therefore Krishna is teaching by his practical demonstration how he loves this innocent animal, cow. So human society should develop Brahminical culture on the basis of protecting cows. The Brahmin cannot take any other food except it is made of milk preparation. That develops the finer tissues of the brain. You can understand in subtle matters in philosophy, in spiritual science. Just like in a scientific college, not ordinary man can understand the scientific intricacies. There requires some preliminary qualification to enter into the scientific college. They require some preliminary qualification to enter into the law college in the postgraduate classes. Similarly, to understand the subtle or finer implications of spiritual science, one has to become Brahmin. Without becoming Brahmin, it is not possible. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Chaturvarnam maya srishtyam gunakarma vibhagas. There are four classes of men created by God. Chaturvarnam. How they are divided, how the classification is made, guna karma vibhagasa, by classification of quality and work, not by birth. In India, of course, this classification of guna karma vibhagasa was originally planned from the Vedic age, but later on, a class of men without any qualification, without any practical work, they claim that I belong to such and such class. Therefore, India's fall down was inevitable. So, Bhagavad Gita says, not like that. Bhagavad Gita says that these classes of men, Chaturvarnam, the Brahminical class, the Kshatriya class, the Vaishya class, and the Shudra class, is everywhere, not only in India, but also throughout the whole universe. In every country, in every nation, in every society, there must be some people who have Brahminical tendencies. Just like from your country, we have picked up some boys and girls who are inclined to adopt this way of life. So this Krishna consciousness movement is simply picking up where there are Brahminical class of boys, girls, men. Not that we are taking account, who is your father? Is your father a Brahmin? No, we don't take account. His father may be anything, it doesn't matter. But if he has got tendency to accept this Krishna consciousness, we immediately welcome. Come on. And we teach him this brahminical qualification. To become brahmachari, not to indulge in illicit sex life, don't take non-vegetarian diet. We recommend not exactly non-vegetarian diet, vegetarian diet, we restrict from non-vegetarian diet, but we recommend Krishna prasadam. We have no quarrel with the non-vegetarians. Because vegetable also has got life. The plants, the grass, the trees, the fruits, the flowers, they have also life. They are not dead. Simply becoming vegetarian is no great qualification. Somebody is taking meat and somebody is taking vegetable, it does not make any difference. But we are taking vegetables not as vegetarian, we are taking as Krishna prasad, remnants of foodstuff offered to Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that patram pusmam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati taya bhaktya upuritam asnami prajatatmanah. Krishna says that if somebody offers me some foodstuff prepared from vegetables and fruits and grains, grains are also fruits. With love and devotion, then I eat. Therefore, we offer these things to Krishna, just like we have offered fruits. Not that because we are vegetarian, but Krishna wants this. Just like if you invite some of your friend, you ask him, my dear friend, what do you like to eat? So if he says, I like this, so you immediately supply. This is the sign of love. Similarly, because Krishna says, if somebody offers me fruits, flowers, grains, meal, with devotion and love, I eat. So, we are pleased to Krishna. I offer these things to Krishna and we eat. That is our process. We have now no quarrel with non-vegetarian and vegetarian. No. Because vegetable has also got life. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is also stated that yajñāśiṣṭa-sino-santa-mucchante-sarva-kilmiṣa. You have to eat after offering sacrifice. Sacrifice means to worship the Supreme Lord. That is called sacrifice. So, if anyone eats the remnants of sacrificial foodstuff, then he is freed from all kinds of sins. The purpose is that those who are vegetarian, they are thinking that we are better than the non-vegetarian, but it is not the fact. Either you eat vegetables or non-vegetables, you are liable to be punished because you are accepting something without offering to the supplier. That is the law. We must acknowledge, at least, that this pushta is applied by the Supreme Lord and we are obliged to Him. In Christian Bible also, they pray, oh God, give us our daily bread. So one should accept that it is applied by God. So if one does not even accept this obligation, then he is sinful, certain. So jagyāsya karmannattva, jagyāsishto sino santam ucchanti sarvakirmiṣa. One who offers sacrifice and then he takes foodstuff, then he becomes freed from the sinful activities. In the eating there is sinful activity also, but bhunjante te agham papam je pachanti atmakarana. Anyone who is simply cooking for himself, he is simply eating sins. These are the statements of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore it is our duty to offer foodstuff to the Lord and then take it. My Lord, you have supplied so nice foodstuff for my maintaining my life. So you first of all taste it and then I shall eat it. It is very nice. This is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna is not going to take your foodstuff. But simply if you think like that, then you become freed from the implication of sinful activities. We are in such a position that in every step there is sinful activity. Every step. This world is so mad. Just like non-violence. Non-violence, the Buddhist philosophy, the Jain philosophy, they advocate non-violence. But how one can be non-violent? Oh, we are walking on the street. There are so many ants and small germs. They are being killed. We are breathing. So many animals have been killed. We are drinking water. So many animals have been killed. How it is possible to become non-violent? It is not possible. Therefore, in every state, we have to act in Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. Then there is indemnity from the sinful activities. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, that yogyārtha karma annatra lopam karma bandham. Unless you act in Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, or as ordered by Krishna or God, then you become bound up by the reaction. Yajñāsya karmannatru lupam karma bandham. Tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. Therefore, my dear Arjuna, Krishna instructing Arjuna, that you simply act for Krishna or God. Tadarthyam, not for any other purpose. Don't create your action. Simply act according to the direction of the Lord. Mukta sangha samajana. Then you will be freed from the reaction of your act. There are many examples. Just like a soldier, when he is killing in the battlefield on the higher authorities of government and commander-in-chief, he is not liable for killing, he is rather rewarded. The same man, if he kills on his own account somebody, he is hanged. Immediately he becomes liable to the law. That the whole life should be so modern that we shall simply act for God or Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness activities are called bhakti, devotion and service. And how they are discharged, that is very nicely explained in many Vedic literatures, Bhagavad Gita also, especially in Narada Pancharatra. It is stated, sarvapadhi vininmuktam tat paratena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhaktiruchyat. One has to become freed from all designations. Freed from all designations. What is the designation? I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya, I am this, I am that. These are all designations. Actually, I am spirit soul. I have got this designation on account of my accepting this material body. But I am not this body. This is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Spiritual instruction begins from this platform, that I am not this body. Because bodily concept of life is animal life. The dog thinks that I am this body. The cat thinks I am this body. But if a human being thinks that I am this body, then what is the difference between cats and dogs? Human being must try to understand what I am. This is called knowledge. And when it comes to the understanding, aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. I am spirit soul. Just like Socrates, he realized. When he was asked by the judge, Mr. Socrates, how you want to be entombed? He answered, first of all, capture me, then you entomb me. You are saying my body. You have no vision that I am so. This is right vision. Bhagavad Gita says that for Pandita Samadarshan. Vidya vinaya sampanni brahmani gavi hastini suni cheta sapake cha pandita samadarshi. Pandita means one who is learned. He is, sees everything equally because he does not see the body. He sees the spirit soul. He sees the spirit soul both in human being, there. Different kinds of human beings, somebody may be very high, somebody may be very low, or animal, but Pandita, one is learned, he sees the spirit soul. Pandita Samadarsh. He knows that this is only dress. Suppose a gentleman has come in this meeting, if he is not properly dressed, that does not mean he should be hated. Similarly, one who is pandit, learned, he does not discriminate between man and animal because they have got different dress. No. The animal life and human life, so far maintenance of the body is concerned, it is equal. The animal eats, the man eats. The animal sleeps, the man sleeps. The animal mates, the man also mates. The quality or degree of mating or eating may be different, but the eating is there, sleeping is there, mating is there, and depending is there. But what is the difference between man and animal? Man knows, at least he should try to know, what I am, what is God. What is this world? What is our interrelation? This is man's business. This is called Athāta Brahma Jigyāsa. in the Vedanta Sutra, the first sutra aphorism is Atha, Ataha, Brahma Jignasa. This human form of life is meant for inquiring about the Spirit, Supreme Spirit, Brahma. That is the beginning of spiritual education. So, spiritual education, first to understand what I am, then what is God, what is this world, what is our interrelation, then what is God's position, what is my position, how I shall deal with God. These things are spiritual education, and human life is meant for that purpose. The nature gives chance to the living entity, this developed consciousness of human being, in order to understand these things. And if he is fortunate enough to understand that he is spirit soul, he is Brahma, then the Bhagavad Gita gives definition of such mind, that Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, as soon as he comes to the understanding of spiritual platform, then he becomes joyful, immediately, freed from all anxieties. Joyfulness means freed from all anxieties. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankhati. He has no more any hankering and no more lamentation. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samas sarvesu bhuteshu. And he sees everyone on the spiritual platform equally. And then the light of devotion or service to the Lord begins. So this is the process. This is the process of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the process is recommended that one should become freed from the designation. Because designation, accepting the designation, means ignorance. That is ignorance. So we have to transcend this position of designation. Sarvapadipinimuktam tatparatena nirmalam. And by reviving our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord, we become cleansed. That is Brahminical state. Sarvapadivinim tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam means cleansed. And rishikena rishikesa seva. When your consciousness is cleansed, then you can only render service to the Lord. Otherwise not. So long our consciousness is not clean, a consciousness is polluted, there is no possibility of rendering service to the Lord. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam. Rishik means senses. Purified by being freed from designation. When it is purified in connection with activities of Krishna and God, then he can render service to the Lord. Rishikena. That is called bhakti. This is bhakti. Bhakti is nothing artificial. It is the activity of healthy stage. Just like a man, when he is diseased, his activities are different from the man who is cured and healthy. To become healthy does not mean to kill the patient. Not to kill him, but to cure him from the disease. That is real treatment. The whole treatment of the human society should be like that, to cure him from the disease of forgetfulness, his relationship with God. Then, when he is cured, When he is in healthy state, then there will be no more trouble in the world. Peace and prosperity can be established when people are no more in the designated stage, when he is free. So it is not expected, however, that 7% population of the world will be such free from all contamination, but even a certain percentage only, even most insignificant, 1/4% or less than that, millions in one, then the face of the world will change. So this Krishna consciousness movement is just trying to turn the face of the people towards the Supreme Lord, and by practical application of the knowledge in life, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, this is the process. So it is not sectarian process. Just like student can be picked up from any society, similarly, person inclined to understand the science of God can be picked up from any society. There is no question of designation. It is not that it is meant for the Hindu or meant for the Christian, meant for the Buddhist. Anyone who is interested in the science of God, they are welcome in this movement, Krishna consciousness. Thank you. Any question?
Why did Lord Jesus Christ eat meat?
That was a circumstance, because we have to take into consideration of the situation of the country and the people, where there is no other food, one must leave. Then meat eating is not bad in that case, because survival is required. But when there are substitutes, everyone is eating another life. That is the law of nature. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that sahasthanam ahasthanam, the animals, animal who has got hands, he eats the animal who has no hand. That means four-legged animals. Ahasthani sahasthanam, apadani chaduspadam, and animals are living entities who cannot move. They are foodstuff of the moving. That means the grass, plants, they are the foodstuff for the cows and other animals. Noonam mahatam tatra, and the big animal eats the small animal. Just like we see a big serpent is eating small serpent, a big fish eating small fish. So this is the law, that nunam mahatam tatra jiva jivasya jivanam. So one life is meant for maintaining another life. This is the law of nature. But Upanishad says that Ishavasamidam sarvam. Everything belongs to the law. Just like in a hotel, there are many kinds of foodstuff, but they all belong to the hotel keeper. And you can take only on your table what is offered to you. You cannot take anything, whatever you like. No, that is illegal. Similarly, everything is food. That's all right. But you can take only what is allotted for you. That's all. So human being should take as far as possible vegetables. The teeth is made for eating vegetables. That is scientifically true. And if you take vegetables all along, then you'll never be diseased. And so far we are concerned, we are taking Krishna prasad. That I have already explained, that Krishna wants this foodstuff. If Krishna says that give me meat, then we shall eat meat. Because we are concerned with Krishna prasad. We are not distinguished that vegetable eating is nice, meat eating is not nice. No. The nature's law is that you must eat, and that eating is something living. Vegetable is also living. But we are not concerned, vegetarian or non-vegetarian. We are concerned with Krishna. Krishna says, you give me fruits, flowers, grains, we offer that. If Krishna says, you give me meat, chickens, we shall offer. And we shall take.
What is the proper spiritual attitude toward rodents, reptiles, and disease-bearing insects? What should be the proper spiritual attitude toward those?
Insects.
What is the spiritual attitude towards reptiles, rodents?
Disease-bearing animals, something that is diseased and can give you a disease. What is the Vedic attitude towards protection from these animals?
Protection, cleanliness. Just like if you keep your apartment very clean, if you keep your clothes and body very clean, you won't find this insect disturbing you. Just like the flies, they go in a nasty place. So you should be clean. You should take protection in that way. You cannot kill them. The cockroaches, the modern method of bathroom attached in 600 floor. So, this is unclean. Therefore, the cockroaches are born there. You see? So, if you keep yourself clean, there will be no more disturbance. The incense will keep off all insects. You make fresh food, there will be no germs. You take warm, immediately prepared, that is germicide foodstuff. But if you keep for months together in the refrigerator, that will contaminate with germ, disease. Therefore, the Brahminical culture means cleanliness is next to godliness. You have to keep your body clean, you have to keep your apartment clean, everything clean, and there will be no disturbance. Bajjabhantaram suchi. The Vedic literature says that you should keep yourself externally and internally clean. Externally you can keep yourself clean by soap, water, and change of dress, wash dress externally, and internally by thinking of Krishna. Then there will be no disturbance. अपवित्र पवित्र वा सर्वावस्थांगतो विवा जस्मरेत पुंडरीकाखं सा बाह्यभ्यंतरं शुचि. शुचि मीन्स क्लीन्स. Therefore, he prescribes so many things just to keep you clean. Cleans within, cleans outside. Then there is no affection of Maya. Otherwise, you will be harassed by three kinds of miserable condition: adhyati, adhibhauti. I have seen many persons in India. Within 2 or 3 days, by perspiration within their coat, they germinate so many germs. Do not take bath. Unclean. So cleanliness is the protection from infection. And water is very disinfectant, natural disinfectant. This is medical opinion, water. Therefore, God has supplied unlimited quantity of water. You can spend it as much as you like. Yes?
Are they allowed to boil water in India?
Yes, why not?
In boiling the water, do you kill any little insects that are in the water?
Yes. That I have already explained, that we are killing every moment. Therefore, we have to keep from the reaction by Krishna consciousness. You cannot avoid killing. While we were cooking, we are killing so many germs. The water. While we are burning fire, then so many germs are being killed. So the killing process cannot be stopped, but you should not do it willingly, and you should keep yourself God-conscious. Then you are freed from the reaction.
What distinguishes Bhakti Yoga from Karma Yoga?
Karma Yoga means karma mixed with bhakti. And bhakti yoga means pure bhakti. Somebody is attached to some kind of work. So he is advised karma yoga. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, jat karosi, jat asrasi, jat juhosi, dadasi jat. Jat tavasasi kaunthiya kurushatad madharpana. My dear Arjuna, whatever you do, jat kurosi, jat asnasi, whatever you eat, jat kurosi, jat juhosi, whatever you sacrifice, dadasi jat, whatever you give in charity, kurushatad madharpana. Do it for me. This is called karma yoga. Somebody is very much fond of giving in charity. Just like in your country, there are so many foundations for giving charity. But as soon as you go, that we are spreading Krishna consciousness, you give us some charity, they will immediately deny. Oh, yeah, we have no concern with religious movement. You see? But Krishna says, if you are so much charitable, give me something, at least portion of your charity to me. Dadasi jat, jadasnasi, whatever you eat, you offer me. In this way, when people are not directly coming to the bhakti yoga, so his advice, all right, you do like this. Whatever you eat, whatever you give in charity, whatever you make in sacrifice, do it for me. Then, just like Arjuna's example is karma yoga. Arjuna is a fighter, he's a warrior. military man, and he fought for Krishna. This is called Karma Yoga. You be whatever you may be. You may be a Brahmin, you may be a Kshatriya, you may be a Vaishya, you may be an intelligent man, you may be a military man, you may be an administrator, you may be a businessman, or you may be an ordinary worker, it doesn't matter. But if you offer the result of your work for the satisfaction of God, then you are perfect. This is the whole thing. That Bhagavad says, Atha pungsang dijasreshta varnasama vibhagasa shanushthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosana. That there are different classes of men. Generally, they are divided into four classes. The intelligent class of men, the administrator class of men, the business class of men, and the general worker, laborer class of men. So, Bhagavad says, whatever you make, it doesn't matter. You just try to satisfy the Supreme Lord by your work. That's all. If you are an intelligent man, write nice books to propagate God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But if you write books that God is dead, there is no God, it is all nonsense, then simply misusing your intelligence. Yes.
You say we should lose the designations. Now, would you consider the caste system as designations?
Yes.
You would be then for abolishing the caste system?
Yes. For a devotee, there is no caste. Because he is servant of God. He does not belong to any material consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. This is transcendental. Sagunan samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya kalpati. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that one who is engaged in the service of the Lord, he is on the platform of becoming Brahma. Brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Sagunan samatitta itana. Gunan means this world, this material world is full of three qualities. The quality of goodness, the quality of passion, the quality of ignorance are mixed. 3 into 3 into 9, 9 into 9 = 81. There are so many mixture of qualities and different kinds of men. Because they are within the material qualities. But as soon as you engage yourself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, you are no more within this quality. Therefore, you are free from designation. Just like these boys, they are not thinking that they are American. I am not thinking, I am not Indian. I am Indian. Actually, our platform is Krishna. We are loving each other. So we have forgotten our designation. Otherwise, how they can work so nicely? Sarvapadivinirmuktam. They are now thinking in terms of Krishna, that's all. See, similarly, if this consciousness is spread, so simple, then they will lose designation. They will know our distinction. Oh, I am Chinese, I am Russian, I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that. The fighting is on the platform of designation. But if you say that Krishna consciousness is also designation. But that is not designation. Because in the Vedic literature it is said that aham brahmasmi. This is pure consciousness. Asmi, my identification shall continue because I am an individual soul. That cannot be abolished. So when I am thinking that I am God's, that is my designation free stage. And when I think that I belong to this family, this country, this society, this group, so many things, then I am designated.
The basic concept that you are preaching and teaching is the same as the basic content of Christianity, of Buddhism. And if the people of the world would accept this basic principle, there would be no wars and there would be no fighting amongst one another and no disagreement, because the basic and the fundamental is love.
But the thing
if
is,
we have that love, we will then be united with God.
And yes.
That's our ultimate end.
Yes. So I think you are already united with God because your relationship cannot be rejected with God. Just like father and son. The son may forget his father. That does not mean the relationship of father and son is no more there. So our relationship is there with God. But we have forgotten. So we have to revive our consciousness. It is not that it has to be manufactured something new. The relationship is there. Just like a son, he has forgotten his father. He is a very rich man's son, but he is loitering in the street and he does not know. Just like there is a story of Tarjan. So we are all Tarjan. So we have forgotten, you see. So the whole process is to revive, and that is called aham brahmasmi. Oh, I am the son of God. Then where is my distress? So revival. Krishna consciousness means to free, make free the consciousness from all contamination of material existence. You call it Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, the same thing. So this is purificatory process. That I am Krishna's, I am God's. Everyone thinks, everyone is God's. But yes, forgot. In the animal species of life, they cannot revive. They haven't got that chance. But here is the chance. Human form. If you miss this chance, then you again go to the cycle of so many species of life. Then our human form is spoiled. So we should try for it. That is the perfection of life. Prema Kumar Kumar. Lord Chaitanya preaches the highest perfection of life to revive our natural love for God. And any religion which preaches love of God, that is perfect religion. It doesn't matter whether it is Christianity or Buddhism or Hinduism or anything. That is Bhagavad religion. Bhagavad says, Savai Pungsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radho Khaje. That is first class religious system. What is that? Which trains the followers to love God. That is first class religion. And religion without God, that is not religion. That is not religion. Because Bhagavad says, dharmanta sakshat bhagavat pranita. Just Bhagavad Gita also says that, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam gacchami. Religion means re-establish relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is it. What is your question?
Sri Bhaktivedanta, how is it that the Absolute, which is so, at this point for me, beyond human comprehension, how can it take this form of Krishna Radha?
It is His mercy. The Bhagavad says that if you want to understand God, His name, His quality, His paraphernalia, His form, it is not possible to realize by your present senses. It is not possible. Atah Sri Krishna Namadi Navavit Grahyam Indriya. These present senses, they are so contaminated that it is not possible that you can understand God, His form, His name, His quality, His paraphernalia by speculation. No, it is not possible. Then, how it is possible? Sivanamukhehi Jivhadu Swayameva Spurattata. God reveals to you by your service attitude. And that service attitude begins from your tongue. Jivha. Jivha means tongue. How? You chant Hare Krishna and taste Krishna Prasad. Then you will realize. Two things. Very simple method. He'll reveal. You cannot understand what is God, but God will reveal to you. Here I am. Just like you cannot ask the sun, oh, please rise up, I want to see. Oh, he's not your servant. But when sun reveals to you, you see yourself, you see the sun, the whole world, everything nice. So you have to wait for that revelation. And you have to practice this, first of all, this tongue. Sevanmukhihi jivhav. This particular tongue is mentioned. You can begin to reach that stage of revelation by training your tongue. What is that? Chant Hare Krishna and test Krishna Prasad. Very simple method. You try it and see. Otherwise it is not possible. God is not so little that you can order Him and He'll... No, that is not possible. But if He is pleased, then He will reveal it. So, any other question? Or let us chant.
Thanks. Thank you very much.